Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals at the 90s.
Welcome, rodeo fans. That's right. It is time for a Friday lunch hour rodeo show right here with Making Eight Rodeo Network. Man, we made it through the work week. And friends, we are just a few hours away from the PBR kicking off the second half of the Built for Tough Series season here in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Express Employment Professionals Classic. Wow, man, I am excited about what is taking place up here in Tulsa this weekend. Going to be a great time. You know, I had a chance yesterday. We slipped off, watched a little barrel racing, watched a young, talented little 6-year-old girl come out and get things done. She actually won some money in the 4D, so got to say congratulations to Savannah. We're excited to see her run out there, and man, I love seeing the future of the sport, you know. But tonight, it is PBR action, and I know that most of our listeners have been waiting and waiting and waiting all summer long to get the Built for Tough fired up. We're talking the best cowboys, the best bulls in the business, and we're going to talk about it right here on our show today. I do want to let y'all know we have phone lines open now. You know, we have a lot of great things to talk about today. We want to get your comments. We want to get your questions on what you think. There's some great matchups. You know, we're going to talk about the format here tonight. It's going to also go with the ABBI maturity. So we've got a lot of young bulls. We're going to find out how they match up against these riders. We're going to talk about some of those things. So feel free to give us a call. Make sure to push 1 when you connect so we know you want to have a question or comment for us. Be happy to jump down there, and we'll talk some bull riding tonight. We'll talk some PBR here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, folks. Before we do, though, you know, I actually got some wind here this morning. Of course, our good friend Rob Smets is really a great ambassador of the sport, and got word that Maggie Parker, who we've had here on our radio shows, was injured in a bull riding accident last night in Cody, Wyoming. She's undergoing surgery today. Don't believe there's any paralysis or anything like that. So thank God that it could have been a lot worse, but I definitely want to send our thoughts and prayers for Maggie Parker up there. You know, really concerned about a young cowgirl like that. We've seen some tragedies over our time with the loss of some young, talented athletes, but want to wish Maggie the best in her recovery up there in Cody, Wyoming. We also had some Twitter questions that have come into us here recently. We're going to get down to them. We're going to talk a little bit about those as well. I think they pretty much go hand in hand with what we're talking about here as we talk about the PBR, the Built for Tough Series on today's show. So make sure you guys jump on board here. Give us a call. We'll be happy to talk anything you want to talk about here, rodeo related. And, you know, we'll throw things out there, man. It's going to be a great weekend. I am ready. The weekend is finally here. It's PDR action time in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hopefully you guys are here tuning in as well. Make sure to stay tuned, fans. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get down to the action right here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show and KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
This is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. from the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between. Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35 and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Come on.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we are broadcasting live on Making8Rodeo.com and KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. Now, cool thing is I believe we're going to be doing some live remotes as we get to the arena this afternoon. You guys will have to stay tuned to KWBY or MakingARadio.com as we're streaming live this afternoon. And, of course, we've got KWBY streaming on our website 24/7. So you guys can listen to some great, great music and some great rodeo coverage. Love it that they're both put together right there at the Cowboy Capitol. So, getting down to the action, tonight is round one of the Express Employment Professionals Classic here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, this is the first Built for Tough Series event back after the break. These guys have been riding in touring pro events. They've been riding in pro shows. They have been hitting it hard, folks. Believe most everybody that will be there is ready to kick things off. I know that we're excited as fans, but I think these guys are excited to get back into the action and go for the gold, so to speak. I mean, these guys are pushing to make a run to be at the PBR World Finals there in October. And, you know, the Brazilians are still running strong. They have been. They made their way to Brazil this summer. But another guy that actually did that really impressed me was Douglas Duncan. Now, we watched Douglas earlier in the summer at some of the Touring Pro events. He's been doing pretty well. He's been down to Brazil as well, competing and riding with those guys. So, you know, he's sitting 13th place right now, but he's tied himself in with a lot of these Brazilians, and I think that we could very well see him make a strong push here the second half of the season. We'll have to kind of stay tuned and see how things go. Like I said, folks, we do have phone lines open. If you guys want to give us a call and talk about some of the things that are happening out there, feel free, 646-915-9940. And like I said, push one on your phone. Let's hear it. We definitely want to hear from you. Now, over the break here, just within the last week, we got a report. Luke Snyder has decided this will also be his final season. He and Brendan Clark, best friends, both of those guys are going to end up hanging it up at the end of the season. This will be the last time we see them perform here in Tulsa. So I look forward to being able to run into those guys as well. It's going to be a great time. And you know, so many of the young guys that are coming in, some of the guys that have really impressed me over the summer months, Jory Marcus, Chase Outlaw. Both of those guys are, you know, I mean, Jory has worked his way up. He's around 15th spot in the Built for Tough standings. And then we've got Chase Outlaw, who I believe is sitting right around 9th or 10th. So they're looking, both of those guys are looking real good. I like to see what they're going to have to do here this second half of the season as well. But we got some great matchups here tonight. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of young 3- and 4-year-old bulls here at this ABBI Classic. I don't know, you know, it seems like every time we have a ABBI Classic, these cowboys have a hard time matching up against them. So what are we going to see for qualified rides? How many qualified rides do you guys think we're going to have here in round one? Now, these guys are fresh. They're hungry. They're determined. They're motivated. You know, this is the first event back. It's going to be explosive, man. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen here in just a few hours at the BOK Arena. I think that it is going to be lights out. Now, like I said, normally we don't see that many qualified rides. But I'll bet you tonight we see at least 15 or more. That's my pick. But we'll have to see how it unfolds. We're going to be live there. We're going to be getting some interviews and things like that with a lot of the contestants after the show. And you guys can follow along with Making8Rodeo.com as we broadcast our show. We're going to bring you a Lunch Hour Rodeo show tomorrow, which will be a round one rodeo wrap-up. We will be covering tonight's event. We will have interviews, we'll have highlights, we'll talk about some of the things that are happening, we'll talk about some of the things that went on with the ABBI security, and we will bring you what we can there tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central Time, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. then we will be back for the final round tomorrow evening, and that is going to be great, folks. It could be epic. Now, the big talk, we saw it on PBRnow.com. Asteroid, Bushwhacker are both here at this arena. Oh, gives me chills just talking about two of the best bulls going right now in the business. And we're going to see them both. Who's going to match up against them? Now, we saw Bushwhacker over the summer in Decatur, Texas, and I don't think he's lost a step, folks. This bull is raring to go. They've had some time off. What's this going to do for these guys, you know, for these bulls that are coming back? I'm excited for it. I really am. I think that it is going to be just an epic short round. Would love to see one or both of these bulls get covered. But Cowboys are going to have to come with the hammers, Scott. I mean, they are going to have to be ready. There's no time off. You know, these guys, that, like I said, though, they've been hitting it hard. They've had an opportunity to get on some great bulls over the summer months at many of these touring pro events or pro rodeos. You know, these guys are ready. And, you know, I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. If you guys want to share with us who you think your picks are for tonight in round one, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to sit back and talk about that. We'll find out what your opinions are and who you think are, you know, is going to be the ones that do real well. I know that Brendan Clark has got a pretty good bull called Breakdown. I believe this bull has actually been in the on the Built Ford Tough Series. We're going to have to pull up the results and just kind of see. Well, I stand corrected. This is going to be a new bull, and we'll see what he is going to be able to do against a bull like that. You know, Brendan is definitely a seasoned veteran now. He and Luke Snyder, like I said, decided that this was going to be their last season. And what I've seen out of those guys, especially Brendan, after he made his announcement was, you know, he's riding because he loves it, and he wants to show the world that he still has it, and I believe that he does. I'd like to see him pull off a win or two here in the second half of the season. We'll have to see what happens with it. But I'll tell you what, it is going to be fantastic, folks. I will tell you that day sheets are up. If you guys are going to be following along this evening on the live event center, make sure to go to pbrnow.com. You guys can pull up the result sheets there and find out, you know, how things are going. Keep along, you know, with the scores. And like I said, we'll be talking about them tomorrow in our special lunch hour rodeo wrap-up show that we're going to do. We're going to kind of merge the lunch hour rodeo show with our rodeo wrap-up show. And, hey, it's going to be a fun deal. Like I said, we're going to talk about tonight's event. We're going to air some of the interviews from tonight's event where we're going to be out at. So hopefully you guys will stay tuned at 11 o'clock Central Time. And, of course, we'll be checking in with KWBY this evening. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to MakingItRadio.com or KWBY, and we will we'll check in and let you know how things are going up here in Tulsa. It's been a long week, folks. Been a long road trip, but you know, for the Making A Rodeo Network, we just wouldn't have it any other way. Real excited to see how things are going, and really just pleased to have so many of our listeners tuning in with us right now. I mean, it's just great. It's Friday. We're ready to kick off the weekend in rodeo bull riding style, and there's no better place to do it than right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the PBR Built Ford Tough Express Employment Professionals Classic. And, you know, a lot of talk on PBRnow.com about, you know, this event itself, you know, being the first one back is always a very tough event. The ABBI Classic is here, but, you know, this is really a great place to have a bull riding because so many stock contractors, so many talented stock contractors with so many talented athlete bulls live within a close distance. I mean, Cody Lambert has got his hands full trying to select what bulls are going to make it here to the PBR in Tulsa because there are so many of them to choose from the outer lying areas, from Louisiana, Kansas, Texas, here in Oklahoma. I mean, it's just, oh, wow. Definitely says a lot for this location. I mean, this is Cowboy Central, and this is Rodeo Central, and you know, this whole general area here. But, of course, we all know KWBY is the Cowboy Capital. You know, you've got to have that statehood. And I'll tell you, this is a great place to be holding a Built for Tough Series event. It's why they've done it for so many years, because it's not just the fans that turn out, but there's so much activity. It's just so much action, because they have a chance to bring in the best bulls in the business. And then, of course, you match them up against the top cowboys in the business, and you're going to get a good show. I'll guarantee it. So, anyhow, we still got those phone lines open, folks. You guys want to jump on here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to crank it up on a Friday as we get ready to head on down to the arena. It's time for the PBR Built for Tough series to get back in action. We'll see you guys in just a few minutes.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Scott here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to makin8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at makin8rodeo.com. MakingEightRodeoNetwork.com. Get a grip.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, for my boots, they're leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, for my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist on, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as we are here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, broadcasting live on MakingEightRodeo.com and KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. So, have to throw out a little Luke Kaufman and Casey Donahue on a Friday afternoon as we are getting fired up. I'm telling you, the Cowboys better come with their hammers cocked tonight. It's bull riding time, folks, and it is PBR bull riding time. So we're excited to be able to be here and cover it and bring the action back to you. Like I said, our show, we will be bringing you tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time, as we get out here, and we'll bring you some interviews, we'll bring you some highlights, we'll talk about the event here tonight from the BOK Arena, and man, I'm excited. But you know, one thing that we've got to do here is, you know, Twitter is such a great thing. I love the social media, and we're so glad we've got so much interaction with our fans, our audience, our listeners here, you know, and we truly get that right here. We've gotten a lot of questions that have come in over the past week or 2 weeks, and we've been so busy with these radio shows and had so many great guests lined up. We haven't had a chance to get down to them. Well, today we want to talk about a question that came in from Twitter from our good friend Mark Wilson. He had a bull riding question. Says, when a rider lets go of his rope, you know, it should immediately release his hand, but sometimes it doesn't. And why is that? Well, you know, and Mark, that's a really good question. There are a lot of factors that play into that, to that answer. Being a bull rider myself, you know, and having the opportunity to slide my hand in a rope, I can tell you that there are several different reasons and situations that can occur in a bull ride that will create your hand to get hung up. But there's a difference, folks. Your adrenaline also rushes so hard, and you train and focus your hand to stay in that rope. When you close that hand and you tie your hand in there, a lot of times guys program in their head that they're not letting go. And they would also have what they call a hang on, which means when they get tossed off the bull, they forget to let go. And I have done that many times myself. So there's a difference between a hang on and a hang up. Now, a hang on is, like I said, it's just the brain not releasing that rope. Your brain is so trained, you know, when you get in there, your adrenaline is pumping so hard that you just refuse to let go of that rope, even when your body is not connected to that bull. And so that, folks, can create certainly a dangerous situation. I know firsthand, like I said, I have dealt with some broke bones, some sore muscles. I had a bruise on my leg for 3 years, folks, 3 years from a bull kicking me repeatedly in the thigh after hanging on to him and refusing to let go. I'm just glad it wasn't my head and it was just my thigh. So, but anyways, a hang up, you know, a lot of times, and first, for, you know, for starters, it could be equipment. You know, if the bull rope is starting to wear down, you know, if it won't roll over right away, or it will roll over on top of you when your hand gets, you know, gets rolled over and you can't open your hand, if you get thrown off against the bull. A lot of guys use different types of rosin. They mix it with different things, which makes it super, super sticky. Things like that make it very hard for that hand to come out of that bull rope. So, you know, there's so many different deciding factors. If that bull makes a wrong turn as you're trying to get off, puts you in a bad spot, you know, it prevents that hand from being able to release based on where your body is and the centrifugal force that it has on you. It can create a havoc. So, I mean, there's no doubt. There's no question that it is a dangerous sport. And these bull riders, I mean, they take chances every time they get out there. The thing is to practice proper techniques. You know, train your body that when you open that hand, you look over that shoulder, look far enough away. You know, that's the point. I mean, that's the intention. That's the idea behind it. That's what you want to be able to do every time. It's just unfortunate it doesn't happen that way. Like I said, I mean, so many factors could play into effect there. I mean, it's just a number of different things. So, Mark, I want to say thanks for sending us that question on Twitter. And if you guys have questions about bull riding or about rodeo, about things that are going on, hey, feel free to shoot us a message there at Makin8 on Twitter, or you can send it to our Facebook page at Makin8 Network, and we'll be happy to take your questions or your comments about things you want us to talk about here on our lunch hour show. And we'll continue to keep throwing it out there. So I hope that answers the question. It's not, you know, it's a pretty vague question, but there's so many different factors. You can't necessarily pinpoint one reason as to why your hand doesn't come out. I mean, sometimes it's the bull rider's, you know, fault. Sometimes it's the equipment's fault. Sometimes it's just bad positioning and you know, a bad matchup with that bull and how he turns there as that bull rider is getting off, whether before the 8 seconds or after. So a lot of determining factors there that will decide whether or not that hand comes out of that rope so quickly. I know the quicker I can hit the ground and get out of that arena, the better off we are, you know. But nothing like making that 8 second whistle, and that's the focus, that's the goal, you know. Sometimes you just train your brain to say, I'm not quitting until I hear that whistle. And guys get tossed down early, and you know, it's not as simple as just opening your hand. So anyways, getting back to the PBR action now. You know, one thing, the top 10 guys, you know, these are guys that are really battling it out there for that world championship buckle there that's going to be awarded at the PBR World Finals in Las Vegas there in October. Five of the 10 are Brazilian. Okay, so right now, when you take a look at the strong running of the Brazilians and how well they're doing, but you also take a look this season at the American bull riders. Cody Nance is sitting in third place right now. This guy's been running real strong. He's actually won a couple Touring Pro events over the summer. So, you know, there's a lot of things there as well. I cannot wait to see how it's going to unfold, and it's going to start tonight, guys. This is it. This is the action. You guys, if you guys are not going to follow or not able to follow along on PBRnow.com, the live event center, of course, it is broadcast on the TBS Sports Network, so you guys will be able to watch that tonight, too. And I know fans are just so excited to be able to see the PBR return back to TV. Obviously, they've been airing the 15-on-15, you know, the 2020, the PBR 2020 on RFB TV, but they go back to CBS Sports Network this weekend. And, hey, you know, it's bull ride time now, fans. And like I said, I don't know who we're going to run into tonight. That'll be interesting. I know one group of guys that we are going to run into, and I cannot wait to be able to run into them, and that's our good friends over at Humps and Horns. They will be here covering, and they will also have some great articles that will be coming out in their upcoming news edition. So if you guys are not subscribing to the PBR or the Humps and Horns bull riding newsletter or magazine, make sure you guys get over there and follow them at Humps and Horns, H-U-M-P-S-N, like November, Horns, .com. You guys can go over there, subscribe. They've also got an e-edition. They've got a basic free e-edition, which will give you guys some great article lines, and you guys can see what's going on there. But then they've got a bonus feature, I guess you could say, with what's going on with their special edition there, their e-edition newsletter. Hey, it's only $20 a year, folks, and you guys get some great coverage all year long of what's happening. And not just bull riding, but all rough stock. So they're doing some great storylines. They've got some great articles, and I cannot wait for some of their upcoming articles. We're going to be talking a lot about those as well as we move into the, you know, September edition, which will be coming out soon. We've also had Keno with Humps and Horns on our radio show here. I believe it was last week. So if you guys get a chance, make sure to go over and listen to the archives. You can find it on makingitradio.com. Scroll down the page. You'll see the archive radio shows. Click on that. You guys go back and listen to all of our radio broadcasts here recently. And we have had some good ones, friends. Had some of the best, some of the most talented people along the way. We've had world champions. We've had some great, great people on board with us. So happy to have them and you as listeners staying tuned and, you know, sharing our links that we post out there on our social media and through our website, and taking a look at our photo galleries and checking out some of the great action photos that we're able to bring you from the events that we're out covering. So we certainly appreciate all of that, folks. It means a lot to us here at the Making 8 Radio Network. But, you know, like I said, it is just about time, folks. We're going to wrap this up and start heading down the arena here in just a few minutes. We still have those phone lines open, 646-915-9940. I'll be happy to take your comments or your questions leading into the PBR Bill Ford Tough right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You guys make sure to stay tuned. We're going to play another tune for you. Come back and start wrapping things up. You're listening to the One Shot Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Boston, they like baseball players. Down in Tennessee, they like their country singers, and they're all about corn fed farmers in Illinois. But anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. Out in California, they like their movie stars. Carolina, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plowboys? Well, just go to Dallas. Everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with the real cool. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's the hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans, just like Gene and Roy. Whatever it is, everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. Woman wouldn't want to ride away. Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Everybody loves a cowboy.
Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as we are wrapping things up, friends, from Friday here in Tulsa, getting ready for the PBR Bill Ford Tough Series, and man, if you guys aren't excited, you ain't living, and you ain't living bull riding, I'll tell you that right now, but we are excited to be here, and we cannot wait to get to the BOK Arena tonight. Hopefully you guys will be out there joining us, and you know, if you guys are, shoot us a message, let us know you're there, we want to say hey to you, stop on by and see how things are going, we'd love to catch up with you out there, but man, I'll tell you, if you are not here in Tulsa, you're truly missing out. It's been great weather. Had some rain, but I'll tell you, the weather's been cool up here, and we're ready to get down to some bull riding action tonight. It's been a long summer break for the riders here at the Bill Ford Tough. They've been out hitting the touring pros and these pro shows, trying to make the best of it. But tonight it comes down to making things happen for that world championship that's going to be taking place in Las Vegas in October. So don't miss out. You know, we're going to wrap things up, I think, just a few minutes early, folks. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and remind you that tomorrow, our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show special will be a rodeo wrap-up as we bring you the highlights and some of the interviews that we're able to catch up with from some of these riders. Here tonight, we're going to talk about the ABBI Classic that will also be going on, some of these young, fresh bulls that we're going to see making their debut here in the Built For Tough Series, and just, you know, what all these guys are doing. We're going to be bringing you some live updates on Twitter, so if you're not following us on Twitter, make sure to check us out at Macon8, and we're going to be giving you guys some updates along the way, so make sure you guys stay tuned to that. Try to look down and find you some good cowboy logic to close out the day with here on a Friday. But, I guess this one would probably be a good one. I don't know. It just stood out to me, so I figured we'll throw it out to you. Live a good, honorable life. When you're older and think back, you'll enjoy it a second time. Something to think about, folks, as we close down here. But remember, we've got a lot of action coming your way. You know, we've been bringing your radio shows 7 days a week here recently, folks, and glad to be bringing you all of this rodeo and bull riding coverage. It's PBR time here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hopefully you'll be joining us. If not, make sure to stay tuned to MakingARodeo.com and KWPY for all of your updates. Like I said, we'll be at the arena this afternoon bringing it to you live. Make sure to stay tuned. Until then, folks, have a great day, have a great weekend, and enjoy the bull riding action.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Have a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.